everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week, it's just the regular team, and we're talking about growing outside of work. Each one of us has an interesting life sort of outside of magical learning, and so we talk a little bit about that this week, but what's more important is sort of how growing outside of work can help you improve within work. It's a really interesting sort of analysis that the team does, and I hope you get as much out of the conversation as I did. As always, have a magical week. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. For everybody that would have already checked the title, you'll see no guest this week. We've got a classic team pod. So I think without further ado, it's time to jump in and see how the team's going. John, you are first on today. How are you going?
Good, Jess. It's end of the week. It's been a busy week. It's been a bit busy couple of weeks. So sorry I haven't been around for the last couple. But look, it's Friday. Friday's a good day. And a couple of days off would be fantastic.
That's it. Anybody listening to this, you know, these come out at about 2 p.m. on a Friday. They're probably feeling the exact same way. So great job, John.
Danette,
how are you? No problem. Danette, how are you going this week?
Yeah, good, Jez. Had a lovely week. A little bit of travel. And we've got friends coming down for a pasta weekend this weekend. So very much looking forward to hanging out and beautiful spring weather. So very, very grateful.
Nice. And I think you should tell people you do pasta weekend sometimes. What pastas do you typically go for?
So often a spaghetti, a fettuccine, and we make our own gnocchi as well. So very much looking forward to some delicious food. And yes, just enjoying ourselves and hanging out.
And if you if you're listening to this, you can jump on Spotify. We have a little section saying, "What did you think of this episode?" You can ask for the recipe there for the pasta. We'll send it over. So let's ask for the ingredients and ask for and send your email. We'll send it over because it's great. I love the pasta there. Graham, how are you going this week?
I'm good, Jess. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's Friday. It's we're halfway through spring. Well, 3 weeks in the spring. Time flies. We were chatting a little bit earlier about our first snake encounter on the farm for the season, which is always exciting. Also looking forward to pasta weekend with friends. The gents are doing the pasta sauces this year, so not sure where the delicious part comes into it with Danette, but you know, we'll wait and see. I wonder if you could do like a smoked snake ragu.
You probably could.
I'd probably throw in a fair bit of Long Tracks amazing crispy chili oil. And that was a free plug. You're welcome, Jet.
And Jess, how was your week?
My week's been good. We should definitely, you know what, we should definitely have Long Track people on. We recommend, we're a big advocate of the Long Track Cafe in Joogeong. We highly recommend people go check it out, but they have a lot of great stuff you can buy from there as well. This is a free plug for them. We just love them. They're supporters of magical learning in a broader sense. But my week this week, well, for people, I'm going to recommend you go look at what time is on your podcast right now and go over to Spotify if you're not on it, because I'm going to show you something on the video. I've been embroidering, which is to do with this week's topic. So people will be able to see that there. I'm putting it up on the video. It's of a naturescape, which is pretty cool. And also, this week, I did some stand up on Wednesday. This is a pretty funny story. The topic is growing outside of work. So I feel like this is a good story to share on this one. I was doing some stand up and it was a pretty full room and I was emceeing. And there was a lot of, and it seemed like no one was really understanding what was happening. I was kind of confused. It was a bit of a weird gig. And, you know, so I went up and did the first bit, brought the first person on. It kind of worked, but it wasn't really going too well. And then I went to some of the other people. They're also kind of not doing too well. Anyway, about halfway through the show, we found out that most of the people are international tourists who barely speak any English. So I don't know why they came out to a stand-up show, but I appreciate it. They stayed out for the whole thing in utter confusion. And then the only person that was really that really spoke English was someone with such a thick Scottish accent that you couldn't even understand what they were saying. So when we were trying to talk to them, I got nothing. So anyway, that was an interesting experience. But I suggested our topic be growing outside of work, because it's definitely something that I've been looking into a little bit more recently. I feel like there's no real activity you can't learn something from, or that can't be a metaphor, I guess, going forward. I feel like there's always things to take away. So anyway, I might jump into our questions and see what you've got. So John, I'll kick it off with you. In what ways have you grown outside of work, and how did you pick what ways you grew?
So there have been some things happen in my life in terms of relationships and stuff that have forced me to grow. And I didn't actually pick them, but those changes, yeah, forced me to have a good hard look at myself and go, okay, well, what does this mean for me, and where do I go? And from that, I've taken away that it's not the stuff that you've got; it's just the relationships you have with people. Stuff's always replaceable. An event where my brother died, I can buy them a new car to replace the one that was destroyed, but I can't replace him. And that always strikes home with me. And the other thing, I guess, I've got a few things written down, but the other thing I'd probably go at is don't take yourself too seriously. Be able to laugh at yourself and laugh at your mistakes. Like you were telling the story about things not working for you, and it's like, okay, laugh at that stuff. It's not the end of the world, and you're going to get over it. And if you're sweating the small stuff, I think you're missing out on a lot of opportunities. So they're the things that have really impacted. And a lot, as I said, a lot of it's just been forced on me. So you either sink or swim. And I decided to swim.
Well, John, I wanted to say that this is a very serious podcast. I don't know what you're talking about with, having a sense of humor.
Sorry, forgive me.
Very seriously.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry, yes. Yes. Get that John Laws voice going again.
That's it. Awesome. Thanks, John. Thanks, John, for sharing that. That was awesome. Danette, same questions to you. In what ways have you grown outside of work, and how did you pick in what ways you grew?
I hadn't thought about what you talked about, John, but totally relate to that because, things like death, you're forced into it and you have to change. I thought about, I love to learn, and anyone who knows me knows that. So for me, it's just following things that interest me. So I love to garden. Had no idea. I had pretty much a black thumb and just sort of learnt nurturing plants, or not so much nurturing plants. Cooking is another area that I went to a few classes when I was younger and just went, okay, I'm going to learn to make some things. So the gnocchi that we make, I went to a class when I was still at university, and I learnt the feel and the texture of the gnocchi. And for me, that tactile experience, seeing someone do it and then actually experiencing it, helped me do heaps better stuff. I've tried things like art, music, love animals. And the other big one for me is travel. So travel, whether it's going to a conference to learn stuff or just traveling in general, because you experience new things, which, ultimately grow you in different ways. So they're sort of some of the things. And I just pick things basically because I'm curious or I'm hungry, one of the two, or both.
Well, I think that you've stumbled into a great connection between yours and John's points, because you're talking about growing and, learning to make gnocchi. John was talking about the relationships element, and you're having the pasta weekend this weekend, which is the combination of both those things. So that's pretty good. Graham, question to you. In what ways have you grown outside of work? How do you pick in what ways you grew?
Apparently, I struggled to unmute myself, which is completely contrary to what a lot of other people say.
An area
about
for growth
me.
There.
Great topic, great questions. I love John's insight around relationships and the fact that sometimes the opportunity to grow is thrust upon us. I was thinking back to the early days of magical learning and thinking about, was I growing outside of work? Because I was doing a hell of a lot of growing inside of work, because we'd never run a business before and we were literally just making stuff up on the fly. And I think that's also a good example of, how you could grow. But the other side of that was outside of the work, I was still learning a lot about being a dad and a stepdad and generally doing pretty horribly at both. Some of the other things I wrote down, things like music, And writing, I go to a lot of writing for work, and at the same time, I enjoy writing stuff that's got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with work. And I've always loved music, always. Just one last thing, if I can, talking about the whole thing about learning and acquiring skills outside of work, I just wanted to say thanks, Jess, because I now have a semi-valid reason for nobody on planet Earth laughing at my humor. It's because they're all tourists with a sad lack of English understanding, appreciation. All they're mad Scots people. Yeah, who knew? But I'm really grateful for that, so thank you. And that's something else that I've learned today.
Yes, and look, I should say for the listeners as well, because I was listening back to our episode with Mark Butler from a couple of weeks ago, and often, Graham, I will say, just because of the way we do the audio on this podcast, we recommend people mute themselves while other people are talking. So sometimes Graham's jokes will be great, but then there'll be a dead silence after them. People are laughing. If you watch the video, you'll see. But if you're just listening, it can sound exactly like the comedy night I was at on Wednesday. But they are good jokes, Graham.
Thanks, Jess. Typically, the only people laughing are the ones that I managed to pay before the session started, which may or may not include Danette.
Absolutely. Well, look, we encourage paying for laughs around here. It's always good. I wish I had a thought of that on Wednesday night, honestly. Graham, I'm going to stick with you because I'll jump into our second question here. What are the benefits of growing outside of work, especially in ways that may not necessarily relate to your work?
Again, it's a great question. Some of the things that sort of came to mind for me were just around having a broader life experience, so that your life is not literally just about work, and potentially, depending on the work you do and the level of your sort of engagement with that work, having interests or learning or growing, developing yourself outside work also potentially leads to perhaps a life experience with more meaning, with a deeper sense of purpose, which generally leaves us feeling happier, more contented. And sometimes the things that we do outside of work to grow ourselves enable us to show up at work as a better version of ourselves. So there's always that sort of peripheral benefit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Graham. And also, I wanted to mention before, you were talking about the power, we're talking about music and that being, a good way for you to grow outside of work and that you personally enjoy, Graham. I do want to recommend, back in the ML podcast archives, we've actually done a full episode on the power of music. So I'm going to recommend, I'll put a link to that, but I recommend people go check that one out because we talk a lot about it and it was an amazing conversation. But yeah, brilliant. Thanks for reminding me of that, Graham. That was a great one. Danette, what are the benefits of growing outside of work, especially in ways that may not necessarily relate to your work?
So I think there's a thing called the wheel of life, where you look at the different areas of your life and sort of score yourself from zero being rubbish to 10 being, excellent. And I think if we're just about work, for argument's sake, your wheel of life is unbalanced. And so I think trying more things allows you, one, to become more well-rounded, I think more interesting because you're doing different things. And I think it exposes you to different ways of thinking, different ways to problem solve and stuff like that. You get to meet new people, which I think is awesome. And what you also may find is, like, I love to learn well before we ran businesses. For me, that's just a passion of mine. I've been able to move it, with Graham's help, to a whole business where I get to do what I love every day. So I think for some people, it also may give them the opportunity potentially to make a little bit of money as a side hustle, or potentially they may even create it as an alternative to working for others. They may actually work for themselves and do something they love as well. So I think it's got all sorts of opportunities. Life is about going through a journey and learning what you like and you don't like. And the more you try different things, some of them you go, yeah, that's awesome. And other things you go, yeah, never doing that again. So, yeah, great question, Jess. Thank you.
No problem, man. Great suggestion there, Danette. That's a great idea. And I think that wheel of life, I'm really imagining it. If it's all work, it's like you're trying to spin a bike tire or a bike wheel on a single spoke. And if it's heavily weighted on one thing, it'll just collapse, basically. But yeah, awesome. Thanks, Danette. John, what are some benefits of growing outside of work, especially in ways that don't necessarily relate to your work?
So, Jez, and I agree, I think this is a fantastic topic, so well done picking it. But mine was very much around that balance side of things, that if you're, you know, you can't just purely focus on work. There's work fills your day for, what, 7.5 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, whatever it is. You've got a whole another half a day or more, two-thirds of a day, to do something with your time. So what are you doing with it? And growing outside, I mean, growing outside of work, it's just that personal growth. I think you become a better, well-rounded person, and it can improve your mental health and clarity that you can then take into work, so that when issues come up or problems arise, you know, you've got a skill set there that you can use to help solve those problems or issues that are work-related. But yeah, you've got to have that balance out. You know, we talk about a work-life balance, and I don't think we ever get that balance, but you've got to have something outside of work, because if you're just purely 100% work, you're going to fail at your relationships. You're going to fail at being, and relationships, not just intimate relationships, but friendships. What do you do if work all collapses or you're out of work? Because suddenly you've got this big void in your life. So yeah, there's so many benefits to having something outside of work.
Yeah, that's amazing, John. It reminded me of one time when I was working for this company and it shut down randomly one day, how when I didn't have a lot else going on at that time because I was just trying to save money. But I remember feeling how destabilizing that was. And it was because there wasn't other things that I was really working on too much at that time, you know, but now I do feel like I don't feel like that anymore, you know?
I think you've got to have that balance. You've got to have something else. Yes. If you lose your job, terrible, hard, you know, you've got bills to pay and all the rest, but you know, being able to then go and read a book or do your woodwork or garden or whatever it may be can just give you a bit of space that helps clear things up.
Yeah, 100%. Love that, John. Thanks for that. Well, I'll stick with you for our final question here, which is, what are some of the things you could try to grow as a person outside? What are some things people could try to do to grow as a person outside of work if they aren't sure? Look, whoever wrote these questions, I don't think their head was fully switched on.
Do you get up and do stand up in front of people and ad lib, don't you, for a living?
I mean, look, not for a living, John, in front of people that don't understand English.
Oh, that's okay then. So it doesn't matter what I say or what question I answer now. We're serious, Jez. Come on.
Very serious. You've got to take yourself very seriously, John.
Sorry, what was the question again?
The question is, look, I think I'm just going to re-say it. What should people do if they want to grow outside of work, but they don't know where to start? That's how I'm going to say it. Nothing like what's written here.
Sure. I think it goes back to many conversations we've had over the time doing those podcasts. Find something you're interested in. You know, if you're interested in reading, then pick up a book or find a topic that you have a passion about, you know, whether it's Danette with the cooking or Graham with his snakes. If you've got a passion about it, chase after it and look around. Are they there? And have conversations with people outside of that. Build your relationships with people, because you may find what someone else is doing, you ask a few questions and it, you know, invokes an interest and you suddenly go down that path. So yeah, I don't know, try stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And, you know, with the internet now, you can have any conversation and be sent down a wild conspiracy rabbit hole as well. That's also another option if you kind of feel like jumping down that end. But there's, you know, you are right, John. You can talk to anyone and you can find out anything and you can start your own path that way as well. It's not bad. Danette, I'll go to you now. I'm just going to, again, freestyle this question because it's written so poorly. What should people do if they want to grow as a person outside of work, but they're not sure where to start?
I often say to people, go back to your childhood and think about some of the things that you did as a kid that were just fun, and maybe sort of try them, because you've sort of already got that inherent interest. Googling, you know, so fun ideas, fun topics to learn. Also ChatGPT. So you could go, you know, what are some interesting experiences that I might enjoy or something like that. And again, more just to get some different ideas. And I love talking to people and finding out, you know, how they've got, you know, their job, but also what they do in their spare time. So those conversations are helpful. And the one thing I did this week, so I was reading an article about leadership. It talked about technology. I Googled AI, and Coursera had a free course on intro to AI. So I signed up to that, and it's actually really interesting. So I think sometimes you can just do a course to learn more of what you want to learn. And the one thing I'd say that's the big thing I notice when I coach people who don't have that balance is when they start doing some of the things we're suggesting today, is all of a sudden they feel more alive. So when you do the same thing day in, day out, you're comfortable and you're a bit numb. Whereas when you start to stretch your boundaries about what's possible, what could I do outside of work, you feel more alive because it's a little bit scary and a little bit exciting at the same time. So I think there's also that added benefit of feeling alive when you do it as well.
Yeah, definitely. No, but it's a good point. It's you know, pushing the boundaries of yourself is always good because then you are also, you know, your boundaries are bigger, you know, for everything. So that's awesome. Thanks, Danette. Graham, for the final question here, what are some things that people who want to grow outside of work but aren't sure where to start, what would you recommend for them?
That was a different question again, Jess. And I'd written my answer down to the other one. I love the John and Danette's responses. For those who are paying attention on this podcast, which obviously is everybody, the Coursera course that Danette was talking about on AI is on artificial intelligence, not insemination, just in case you were wondering. Yes, that is the sound of no laughter whatsoever, folks, coming back because everybody else speaks Scottish. Actually, one of the things I was going to say is, so I love the ideas of, you know, just go back to something that you enjoy or go back to your childhood. Great suggestions. Another one that came to mind is something slightly different. Get outside. I obviously do this in a safe way, folks. But get outside, spend some time in nature and disconnect from technology completely. Because one of the other fun things that happens for us when we do that, and we just, you know, be present to what's around us instead of listening to podcasts from you. So I've just done myself out of a job. Get outside, spend time in nature. It's amazing what can come up for you when we do that. But the other thing, yeah, again, just echoing what John and Danette said, is just start small, try something. And if it doesn't work or you find out that it's not fun, brilliant. I mean, that's fantastic. You should celebrate on the spot because you've just learned something.
Yeah, well, Graham, other than encouraging people not to listen to podcasts, which, no, I do it. No, there's a time and place. I do want to say, actually, we have a really good kind of combo of this, which I think was maybe our sixth ever episode of this podcast, which was Danette and Graham took a walk in nature and just kind of, I think, did a voice memo, which I would definitely recommend people go check out. It's definitely in the single digits of episode numbers of this podcast, but it's a really good one because it's kind of, it's a bit about what you're talking about, even though it is into a recording device, it is about sort of disconnecting and it's a great episode. So I'll link that one as well. So yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
for...
thanks, Jess. Thanks for remembering that. And from memory, for me, that was a great experience because it was reptile free.
I believe that is true. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's true. So that's good. Awesome. Well, before we go, let's grab some final thoughts from everyone. So Graham, did you have any final thoughts on growing outside of work or today's conversation?
One thing that sort of came up, but I was taking some notes before, and this has come up in conversations with some clients recently, is just being clearer on where we're at in terms of are we living to work or working to live? And I think if we're in that living to work space, potentially we're missing out on opportunities to grow as a human being. And just going back to one thing that Danette said, when we do something that energizes or motivates us, makes us feel better, makes us feel more alive, we are automatically a better human being to be around. So, yeah, there's that ripple effect on other people. Really important. So, yeah, we should all be looking at working to live. That's where we need to be.
Beautiful. Well, thanks, Graham. Thanks so much for today's insights. Great episode there. Danette, any final thoughts on today's conversation or growing outside of work?
I think if you're not sure, there's a great book, because I love books, called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And it's really about just exploring different experiences to work out what works for you. So from reading that book, I took myself off to the movies by myself for the first time when you were actually a little one. And I learned that I love to go to movies by myself because it's a completely different experience than going with lots of people. And so that gave me something I could try in my spare time. I also went swimming with sharks. They weren't dangerous sharks, but I went swimming with sharks. There's an experience out of that. So if you're not sure, maybe go to the local library, go to a bookstore and have a look at different areas that maybe you've never explored and then go, okay, well, how could I bring some sort of experience like that into my life? But The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, if you're really stuck, awesome book. Help you be more creative and everything. Great topic.
Amazing. Yeah. And thanks, Danette. Great insights today. It's been really good. John, any final thoughts today on today's conversation and growing outside of work?
Yeah, look, I agree with what Graham and Danette have both said. You know, Graham talked about it creates opportunity. Absolutely, it does. Danette talked about, well, you know, if you're not sure, some things you can do. And if you're not sure, I'd simply say stop. Like, stop what you're doing and just watch the world for you know, whether it's 10 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute, but just have a think. Because if you do something different and get that growth, like these podcasts, now we've been doing them now for over 100 episodes on and off, but I'd never done one before. You guys have probably never done one before. And what's it created? Well, it's created a hell of a lot of great content, I believe. My Fridays are better because I get to catch up with you guys. And you're all people I love spending time with, but I get to actually learn as well. So the things that other people are saying, you know, I'm going, yeah, okay, I could, yeah, that makes sense. That resonates. And so when you tie all that together, the growth that I've got out of this podcast and apparently I'm on it and have some sort of knowledge, has been huge as well. So, yeah, it just gives you so much more.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with that, John. I think that you're right. I mean, this podcast as well, I love it. Every, you know, Friday when we get the opportunity, it's amazing. I think that, you know, it's always been good. I learned so much, so I appreciate that as well. And I think also, you know, the other thing with growing outside of work is you're probably not going to be good at it, anything when you start off with. Like, if I'm just going to use this embroidery example, I just started with these little yellow bits just around the sun. And I'm like, if I can just achieve those, for people that aren't looking, it's probably about, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 threads in and out. And I was like, if I can just do that, then at least I've done something and I've learned a bit of a new skill. And then, you know, after a while, you just kind of smash it out. But yeah. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much for a great podcast. This has been such a good one. I feel like I've learned a lot of good stuff here. I feel like there was something about the, you know, learning to make the pasta and then now that's connecting with people this weekend. You know, there's something where even these things might be able to connect you with more people in a way that's, you know, in a different way. But yeah, to everybody that's been listening, we've been having some really good weeks. Well, I recommend going and checking out all the podcasts we talked about today. They'll be in the file. But otherwise, everybody, have a magical week.